music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
RBN, this is the Rick Adams Show. The call number is 800-313-9443. This is Art for Philly, subbing in for Rick Adams today. Rick said that some things came up and he asked me to help him out. We have two callers. First, we have Chris from Vegas, and then I think it's Charles from Florida. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Art. Pleased to hear you again, sir.
Good to hear you, Chris.
Well, I don't know how much longer you'll be hearing for me. Apparently, I have irritated the influences in this community of Las Vegas and the Adelson, Annenberg, and Reed crime families, perhaps the Clanton gang and others, by speaking the truth, revealing the... Of course, I'm usually pretty politically accurate in giving credit where credit's due to the Synagogue of Satan of Rev 2939, as opposed to using their divide-and-conquer terms that they like to have us use so they can claim that we're anti-Semites or Shemites and pick on us and bully us and control what we say or don't say, so I don't use their word terms and call them correctly the Ashkenazi Khazari Empire, the Kajian Kings, or other Kabbalistic influences that they actually operate under and have for since the time of the eternity. But they're planning on trying to commit me for being incompetent, as they allege. They haven't shown any proof of it. And, of course, the pseudoscientific witch doctrines of the psychiatrist and the psychiatric sicko trade, where they can manufacture and invent any type of pretextual events that they're paid to do under their subjective interpretive unsupported hearsay theories that have no credibility at law under Federal Evidence 702 expert witness qualification, but that's what their evil agenda is planned on being, because they don't want me to be able to defend myself against these malicious bad faith charges with unclean hands by the county commission, the district attorneys, and the prosecutors and the corporate courts that work under their auspices here in Las Vegas. Of course, they sent me to many of the tribes, so-called psychiatrists, to so-called medically check me for competency, and surprise, surprise, they deemed me not to be incompetent in their version of facts.
Interesting. Well, no surprise. I mean, just the reference to material, noplaceforcorruption.com is an example. That'll show, you know, it's hard historical facts. I can't deny that. And what I would say is that correction is not anti-Semite. The correct term is anti-mafia. Let's get it correct. Okay?
Yeah, I like that one. It is, in fact, a cult, a mob, if you're exactly correct, under the guise of a religion.
Right. But, I mean, it is the Chicago Syndicate. You were talking very specifically about the Chicago mob, the Chicago outfit, Capone's Boys. Most people don't realize, but part of that is the Jewish community. That was it from day one when they set up the National Crime Syndicate with the Annenberg. Moe Annenberg was there, and Max Annenberg. So, you know, that's what's interesting about all the media when you hear about organized crime. Oh, yeah, they talk about Bugsy Siegel. They'll talk about Meyer Lansky. But what about the Purple Gang? Okay, what about Moe Dalitz?
Oh, speaking of that,
what about Max
Purple Gang,
yeah.
Moe Dalitz, or...
Yeah.
I had the inspiration, spiritual direction, if you will, a month or two ago when they were coming out of Pizzagate and Hillary Clinton and I think some of the others were doing their, McCain, were doing their purple gang thing and wearing their purple and black attack stuff to promote whatever agenda they were doing. And so I looked up Purple and Black and Purple Gang, Murder Incorporated, and the names of all these so-called Jewish, their term, not my term, criminal gangster members that popped up on your screen was just phenomenally surprising to me.
Right. Now, if you followed his people three generations forward, the members of the Purple Gang, there was 5,000 of them in Detroit. Okay, so what happened is after the St. Valentine's Massacre, you had a merger and acquisition of organized crime. That's what the meeting was. Right after St. Valentine's, they went to the National Crime Syndicate meeting in Atlantic City. Okay, and that's where the Purple Gang was set up, working with Albert Anastasia on the Italian side, and they set up Murder Incorporated to basically be enforced, the new syndicate rules. And, Lucky Bookwater, who was running the Jewish side of Murder Incorporated, was executed for what he did. But, again, there was 5,000 people there, 5,000 members of the Purple Gang, what you call the Cosa Nostra out of Detroit. Where are they? Max Fisher became the power broker for Jerry Ford, who covered up the JFK murder at the Warren Commission. He's also the same one who took over United Fruit and basically went down there in Guatemala and destroyed the economy for those people when they had that war down there where the CIA got in there and basically destroyed their country. And now we wonder why we have MS-13 up here if you destroy their country?
Oh, the MS-13, that's another one of those PSYOPs operations of this black, dark network of global... I guess
global,
you have to call it CIA, NSA, DNI, whatever you want to call them. These people are dark web of the government, so-called, which really is a de facto government of gangsters and oligarchs and kleptocrats that are just, like you say, it's government by gangsterism.
Gangster government, yes, that's exactly right. You forgot to mention Steve Wynn. What's your impression of Steve Wynn?
Well, he's a low-key, heavy-duty operator, mover and shaker for sure, a restaurant, hotel operator, entrepreneur, and gaming house operator. Pretty extraordinary and respected, although he's pretty dangerous in himself. But he doesn't make many waves that draws attention to himself like some of the others do, in my estimation.
All right. You know that he lives right next door to convicted felon Michael Milligan up there in South Lake Tahoe.
Not surprising.
Right. And what is the convicted felon Michael Milliken doing these days? He's running K-12.com, charter schools throughout the country. So it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You can't... Yeah. Why is it that a convicted felon can't work for a public school, but a convicted felon can own a charter school and basically have the U.S. taxpayer, homeowners, pay for his folly, privatizing it?
Probably that own everything, control nothing that the Rothschild Rockefeller Foundation
right.
operation like to perpetrate.
Right. And if you look real closely at Stephen Wynn, you'll find he was a big player in the 9/11 situation there.
Hmm. Did he have a different name?
No. Here's the connection. You look at Building 7, why it went down, okay? And
right.
Senator John Kerry said it was pulled down, so they knew they... The U.S. government knew that they took the building down. Most likely, they took the others down because they were so severely damaged. Now, with respect to that, they had all the information there to prosecute all the criminals at Enron over that fraud. So they got Jeff Skilling of McKinsey Consulting, who worked for Rajat Gupta over there, who became a convicted felon himself in the mortgage securities. And they had Ken Likert convicted. But the major investor... was convicted felon Michael Milliken, okay? And all the information that prosecuted him was destroyed when Building 7 went down.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Right. Here's a convicted felon involved with Wall Street scandal and the Ivan Boesky situation. And now, because Building 7 goes down, nothing happens to him. Now, who is his friend?
Well,
who has the power to do that? Okay, he's not powerful enough to do it, but he might be in a circle of people that are. Who has expertise in controlled demolition? Who took down the Two Sands casinos long before 9/11? Who basically blew up the Sands Casino in Atlantic City? Who blew up the Sands Casino in Las Vegas? had expertise in controlled demolition. Wasn't that somebody named Sheldon Adelson? Wasn't that him? His boys had controlled demolition expertise?
Ooh, must have.
Coincidence. Yeah. So there's a little article from the EIR, the LaRouche guys. It's called The Illegal Funding of the Likud, and it's on noplaceforcorruption.com. If you do your homework on 9/11, you look at the players, then you look at who set up the illegal funding of the Likud, it reads like the same book.
Well,
same players.
Yeah, they reiterate every now and then, reproduce and replace and fill in with new players to fill the roles, but it's basically the same deviant interbred families that the psychosycophantic deviants that are always there that ruling the world of the elite because they're self-deemed to be that way.
Right. And if you take it back further, you would see that's the same exact power structure that was behind the JFK assassination.
Oh, yeah.
At least the part I researched on, which was to cover it up. It's one thing to kill a president. It's another thing to have the power to cover up the whole situation. That takes a lot more, you know, a whole level of power, many degrees above what it takes to, you know, to assassinate him. To actually get away with it and cover it up, that's a major achievement to me.
So. Well, I think the mob were the ones that said that they could buy a press reporter or a newsie for a lot less than get a good hooker for.
So I don't think, you know, at least the way you're talking to me, I don't see any problems at all with your sanity. And realize...
Well, that's the whole thing. It's all a pretext. It's all tried and invented circumstances. 65 years, I've never been accused of any violent, abusive crime of anybody. I've always been a protector, a defender, a law enforcement professional that really believed he was there to protect and serve the people and tried to carry my work in that venue, the public safety, to that extent. But to have them frame the blame on the victim where they actually stole a very valuable, flexible, high-performance automobile under pretext of zoning enforcement to provoke me, to put me into the area where they could frame the blame, take me out of commission. When I had one of their zone Nazis, I caught stealing something. I went in to get my camera on my phone so I could get a photo. I'm sure he ran back to the office and told him that I assaulted him with a gun to fabricate this circumstance that contrived this whole invented scenario.
Well, I think you need a lawyer to protect your interests. And one, just remember what General Patton says, you know, don't die for your country. Let the other guy die for their country.
Hmm.
All right, so realize when you do something, make sure you plan the outcome so that the outcome is has more impact on the perpetrator than it has on you. Now, with respect to psychiatry, you know, Sigmund Freud and all those guys, where did they learn all that technology? They learned it from Joseph Stalin in the gulags, to torture political prisoners who would stand up to his Bolshevik communism. That's where they learned it from. And then they brought it over here.
Walter Lippmann, there were a lot of those nice Zionist fellows that were involved in that sort of torture business. They like it.
Right. They brought it over here, too, in psychiatry.
Psychiatry.
Yeah, good one. All right. Anything else you want to say, Chris? I do have Charles from Florida.
No, thank you so much for your hard work and your activism, Mark. Always glad to have you in place of Rick or with Rick. So be blessed and travel safe.
Thank you for calling in, and I hope things work out for you for the best. All right. We have Charles from Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Art, covered many topics. I always thought that you know that there were three financial groups according to different authors I've seen that created the Federal Reserve. That was they met at Jekyll Island before 1913, like 1908. Secretly they met. There was representative from the Morgans and representative from the Rockefeller banking group and Kuhn Loeb. There were the three major financial groups back at that time before World War One. Before there had been a financial panic, I think in 1908. It was engineered between the the Morgans fighting with Kuhn Loeb over the Great Northern Railroad, but it was all they had engineered the. But it turns out the Morgans were really just a front for the Rothschilds in England. That J.P. Morgan only controlled like 17% of. After he died, it was only 17% was controlled by his family, and the rest was just a. And Kuhn Loeb, it's interesting. Kuhn Loeb controlled half the railroads in the country up to 1948. The Morgans and Kuhn Loeb were the major powers in all the major railroads in the country. And Kuhn Loeb just mysteriously vanished in 1948. When you had the merger of the Chase and the Manhattan Bank, the Chase Bank being the Rockefeller, representing the Rockefeller group, and the Manhattan Bank being the Kuhn Loeb group. And they just virtually just disappeared, you know. Off the minute, there was a Kuhn Loeb group in Wall Street, but it was very small. And another thing is I've always wondered about is you know, you mentioned Max Fisher. He was one of the individuals that was an advisor to presidents, like under the Eisenhower administration. There's always been a Jew advisor to presidents ever since Abraham Lincoln, at least according to a newspaper I used to get called the Shasta Chronicle from Shasta, California. They had a list of all advisors to presidents from Lincoln onward up through Lyndon Johnson in the 1960s. I think that's probably continued. You know, Abraham Jonas was... Lincoln's discoverer. He discovered Lincoln and groomed him, and there was one ever since. There's been one ever since, you know, these quote unquote advisors to presidents. So Las Vegas is, of course, was set up by Bugsy Siegel, you know, and remember in Godfather One where Corleone family has him assassinated. The guy is supposed to be Bugsy Siegel. I forget in the movie, the Mario based on Mario Puzo's work on The Godfather in the movie. Hello?
Yes, yeah. Actually, it's very fascinating. You know, some more of the history that I didn't know about. And
Kuhn was, so did you know... Did you know that Kuhn Loeb actually set up the Rockefeller industry in the 1870s? Duke family too. The Duke Tobacco, in the 1870s, and they were both creations of Kuhn Loeb, which was really just a front for the Rothschilds in this country, or
right.
One of the front.
Right, and now it's basically that same financial entity is now what we call a Blackstone group, run by Stephen Schwarzman out of Abington, Pennsylvania, a town that's basically run by the syndicate through the Jewish Kosher Nostra. There's a lot of good people there, and there are people fighting it and standing up to it, but overall the community is overrun by organized crime.
Warburgs were the ones that were involved in Kuhn Loeb, one of the families, the Warburg family. They provided the money to establish Polaroid. Edwin Land was a Jew, of course, and he established, but I read that somewhere. I'm trying to think of but some of those families that appeared, you know, the Schiff family and the Kuhn and Loeb family and the Warburgs.
Do you want to stay on the other side of the break?
I'd like to stay on if it's possible.
Good day, folks. We'll see you on the other side of the break. This is RBN 800-313-9443.
Oh, homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is the Rick Adams Show. This is Art from Philly subbing in for Rick. Call number is 800-313-9443. Before the break, we were talking with Charles from Florida, who still is on the line, and he was giving us some background information on what happened between Lincoln and the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, and especially about Kuna Loeb. Go for it.
Yeah. The other thing I've always believed, I had a friend of mine, John Mitchell Henshaw. He was worked for Cardo, Willis Cardo's group, and he was the chief editor for the Washington Observer newsletter. It was a forerunner of the Spotlight, which became the American Free Press. And he had been a revenue or agent back in the time in Roosevelt, when Roosevelt and Joe Kennedy were in in the 30s. And he said that he had talked to the commissioner of Prohibition in 1933, when Prohibition went out, and of course, when same time when Roosevelt was coming into office, Franklin Roosevelt and Joe Kennedy had all the liquor contracts lined up. The commissioner told him they'd secured all the hard liquor contracts for the East Coast of the United States then. And coincidentally, I read in John Nay's book, The Wall Street Jungle, that Joe Kennedy, through the Libby Owens Ford Pool, which is a front for Kuna Loeb, was the one that brought Wall Street down. The Libby Owens Ford pool created the financial crash in 1933. In 1929, you'd had the crash, but they were recovering. And in 1933, you had the bank holiday caused by Joe Kennedy's antics on Wall. He was called the Wolf of Wall Street. He was through the Libby Owens Ford pool, bringing a second financial crash, and which enabled FDR, who was president then, to collect everybody's gold and institute thorough financial control of the United States. It really cemented the Depression. We might have recovered if it wasn't for. And I've often wondered who were the people behind, the financiers. Well, of course, we have Bernard Baruch, who was associated with the Kuhn Loeb Group. Baruch was one of these powers behind the scene. But Joe Kennedy had connections in England, into the aristocracy and ruling class in England, we know. But it would be interesting to trace who were behind FDR and Joe Kennedy, you know. And everybody thinks that it was just an accident that the New Deal came about, that we had the financial crash. I don't think it was. I think it was planned. Well, Roosevelt himself said everything in politics, nothing happens by accident. I think it wasn't an accident, especially Joe Kennedy's antics there, of dragging Wall Street down and causing the bank holiday. Do you have any views about that?
I got some more information. I do. I know some things about Joe Kennedy. For instance, Madeleine Brown, in an interview with about the JFK assassination, said Lyndon Baines Johnson called Joe Kennedy the Irish Mafia.
Right.
In addition to that, when they set up the Securities Exchange Commission, FDR made the first head of the Securities Exchange Commission Joe Kennedy. And when asked, Roosevelt was asked why he did, he says, the only way to deal with a crook is to hire a crook. One of the famous
he should quotes, talk.
Right, exactly. And one of the quotes that he had, he says, it is something to the effect that it's a great day when I basically beat out a Jew out of a business deal. He says, that's what he lives for. That's one of the things he quoted. All right. The other thing is, realize that he basically went to Joe Bonanno to get his son, JFK, elected to be president. And Joe Bonanno basically split off. There's a book called Modelo, the Hoffa Wars. And what happened is there was a formation of what they call the Southern Mafia. And it looks like we got a break. Be back on the other side if you like.
Yeah, sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
G'day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is the Rick Adams Show. This is Art from Philly filling in for Rick today. Call number is 800-313-9443. We're talking to Charles from Florida, and we were talking about Kuno Loeb and JFK. I meant to say Joe Kennedy. I finished off the last part talking about JFK's election being supported by Joe Kennedy's ties to Joe Bonanno, and then I mentioned Hoffa's book, Hoffa's War, taught by Modelo, where he indicates that basically there was a split in the control of the organization where Joe Bonanno split off, and his 300 bosses were Carlos Santos Trafficante and Sam Giancana. So to say the fact that the Bruffman Syndicate had nothing to do with the JFK assassination is absolutely very interesting when all his underbosses were directly implicated in it. The CIA was also implicated in it through James Angleton, who was in Rome and became compromised and worked with the Israelis, worked as an inside mole, having the whole CIA go looking for communists when he was the big mole inside. The other part of it is, this is all up in Toronto, is you had Ben-Gurion basically under pressure from JFK to stop development of nuclear weapons at their Dimona plant. And he basically, according to reports, was put out the contract for the assassination of JFK, and it was James Angleton hired the Corsican assassins, probably working with Joe Bonanno, to get them to as part of the JFK assassination. Johnny Roselli was there. There was a lot of other people there. It wasn't just the Corsicans.
So, I've always regarded Joe Kennedy as one of the one of the Mr. Bigs behind the mob, but who was behind him? I'd like to know. I'm very suspicious of Joe Kennedy and William Bullitt. They were virtually inseparable in the 1930s. William Bullitt was married to John Reed's widow, the number one communist, you know, in the movie Reds, Warren Beatty. John Reed died in Moscow, and his widow marries William Bullitt, who's related closely to Franklin Roosevelt, one of these interrelated families, WASP families, and married to the widow of America's number one communist. And he's traveling around with Joe Kennedy. They're attending Clifton set meetings. The Astor family, supposedly pro-fascist, but I think that was just British intelligence pretending to be. And the Astors were not exactly friendly to Hitler or Mussolini. There were globalists. Pilgrim Society was headed by another secret society, like the Bilderbergers, had Waldorf Astor as his head during that time period. The Astor family controlled the Clifton set. Nancy Langhorne Astor was prominent in that. She was the wife supposed enemy of Winston Churchill. Kept Churchill out of any position in the government as a prime minister or anything during his wilderness years. And she would say that Churchill was a warmonger. He would start a war. They didn't want to get involved in the war. And I'm very suspicious of yeah. Did you know Joe Kennedy was and Joseph Stalin were the two principal people that enabled the UN to vote Israel into existence? Joseph Stalin, yeah, I found that out from Common Sense, a newspaper from Union, New Jersey. I used to subscribe to. There were two Joes that were responsible for arranging the votes. Joe Kennedy, with his connections through Cardinal Spellman, was able to line up all the Latin American countries to vote Israel into the UN and to get it to recognize by the United Nations in 1948. And Joe Stalin, of course, who controlled Eastern Europe, thanks to Roosevelt. I've always, everybody that I grew up as a Roman Catholic, oh, the Kennedys are wonderful. Well, they had their bad side too. I'm very suspicious of, and of course, they were mixed up in the Forrestal diary appearing in 1948. You know, when that came out, Forrestal was a friend of Joe Kennedy, but it the conversation was revealed in that diary in 1939, where Neville Chamberlain says Joe Kennedy. Supposedly, when they were golfing together, he says, the Jews and the munitions manufacturers are driving us in England into war. He was Prime Minister of England before Churchill became.
I had a friend up here
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I had a friend up here who actually talked to Admiral Forrestal's brother, and his brother was up there visiting Admiral Forrestal the day before he died. Said he was
a priest, by the way. Did you know that his brother was a priest? I had a chance to meet him. He was and they didn't allow him. Forrestal was in Bethesda Naval Hospital, and they wouldn't allow his own brother, who's a priest, to visit him. And then they put him up on the third. They put Forrestal, who was put in there supposedly a mental breakdown in Bethesda Naval Hospital. He's put on the 13th floor, and he supposedly jumps. I think it was he was suicided. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, with respect to suiciding, if you remember Murder Incorporated, the guy who blew the whistle, Abe Relis, who was basically pushed out a window very similar way. I was under guard of the New York City police because Frank Costello basically got in there, and the canary couldn't fly was the story on that. I find it very fascinating that I think somewheres that the powers behind Abe Relis's assassination, that Forrestal died almost in the same fashion that Abe Relis died. I just wonder if there's a connection there. I don't have the answer to that.
Was it about the same time? Was that about the same time?
There was at least a decade apart. Abe Relis was when they were prosecuting Murder Incorporated with Lucky Bookwalter. And I know Forrestal...
What time period would that have been?
Probably in the late 30s, early 40s, I'm guessing, without looking up history. Okay.
But it's been the same methodology.
Yes, same method.
Yeah, could be. Right. I think putting Forrestal in there, and you know, of course, Anna Rosenberg was made Assistant Secretary of Defense just before the Korean War, and she was editor of the New Mass, a writer for the New Masses, which was set up by Rabbi Wise. A communist newspaper, the famous Rabbi Wise. Is it call it communism? Some call it Judaism. I call it communism.
Was Anna Rosenberg any related to the Rosenbergs that were executed for Tom?
I don't know. She was close friend of mine, Habib Scaff. It was his girlfriend. He met through the. He lived in New York City through the. Will Durant and his wife, he knew them real well, and he was a close friend of mine who's dead now, knew Anna Rosenberg, my friend Habib Scaff, he was his girlfriend in New York, met through Will Durant, and
You mentioned Rosenberg, I also knew that the former FBI agent, Robert Lampier, who prosecuted the Rosenbergs for the spying that he had his kids go to Abington High School, by the way. So it's absolutely fascinating that you brought that up.
Did you know that, have you ever heard of, what's his name, the head of Lend-Lease?
The guy said
I can't think of his name. During Lend-Lease, they were, Roosevelt and the administration, Racy Jordan's diary. Have you ever read or heard of Racy Jordan? He was the head of Lend-Lease, and all that stuff was being shipped to Russia, the money plates, the heavy water, all that stuff. I mean, the Rosenbergs may have given stuff to the Russians, but Franklin Roosevelt and all the people around him were pro-communist, including Franklin Roosevelt, who said some of my best friends are communists. He said that to Martin Dies, the head of the House Committee on Un-American Activities from Texas. Tell him, some of my best friends are communists. He's shipping stuff through Lend-Lease over to Stalin, some money plates included, so they could print their own U.S. money, sending heavy water over. Everything atomic was being shipped to him. And it wasn't the Rosenbergs that sent it over or people in the time. It was Franklin Roosevelt and people around him that did it. You know, through Lend-Lease.
Right.
Great Falls, Montana.
Yeah. So the guy
that's
we're talking
about. That's in Racy Jordan's diary.
Well, it was Harry Hopkins, the one that they were mentioning that had close ties with the Soviets, who came up with the famous quote, spend, tax. So.
Yeah, Churchill and Roosevelt were afraid to talk around Harry the Hop Hopkins. He'd just report everything right to Joe Stalin.
Right.
And of course, he was more of a patriot than Roosevelt was. Roosevelt, when Pearl Harbor, when the night before that, they got intercepts, they'd come to the White House, and Harry Hopkins wanted to report it to the American people. And Roosevelt said, no, we won't do it. You know, he knew about he got special message. That's in the movie Tora Tora Tora. They even show Roosevelt getting information that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor the night before it happened. But they don't tell you about that. Harry Hopkins was telling Roosevelt, "Yeah, let's tell the American people." And Roosevelt, "No, He wanted those people to die. Even the guys working for Joe Stalin was more patriotic than FDR.
All right. I got some other callers, so if you...
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Charles. All right, next caller is Mark from Philadelphia. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, Art. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sounds like you and the previous caller, man, he's connecting a lot of dots that I'd never been aware of, and maybe you as well, man. It sounds very,
correct,
very interesting. You guys ought to connect. You connect together offline. I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for being here, there, and everywhere, because whenever you're not around, I think of you quite often as far as what would Art do? What would Art say? What would Art know about this? So I guess the title of my call would be Break On Through to the Other Side. This whole issue of the what happened 50 years ago today, or 50 years ago this year, with the USS Liberty is very important to our country's history, and it's very important to revealing who our real villains are, who the real enemy is. And I think that if the people of our Christian churches all across this land were able to hear this, the real story about what really happened, what really went down, not only what they did to our ship and killed our men and injured many, but also how our own government sought to cover up, including our President Johnson, including Secretary of Defense McNamara, including McCain's father, who was in charge of the European theater, who basically rubber-stamped a one-week investigation. Now, get that. 34 men die, 170 wounded. The ship almost sank, and they only want to do an investigation for 1 week. That was by McCain's father, from what I gather. I also understand that it's possible that Jim Morrison, whose father was also an admiral, whose father, the admiral, was also seeking to investigate the USS Liberty to a deeper level, was challenged, was threatened, actually, and he didn't take the challenge seriously, or the threat seriously, from what I understand. And because of that, it may have some connection with Jim Morrison dying, although we are told that Jim Morrison died at his own hands from drug overdose. I don't know that that's necessarily so. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of it the way you are. I do know that after the JFK assassination, as his reward for covering it up at the Warren Commission, that Arlen Specter became head of the Senate Intelligence Committee to prevent any further investigations such as JFK. It could very well use in that position of power have been used to use it also to cover up the USS Liberty issue.
Okay. Also, this year is very significant, I think, because these people are the villains, the real enemy. They really are into anniversary dates. This is a 50-year anniversary year of the USS Liberty. It's also the 100-year anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. It's the 100-year anniversary of the Christian Bible, the Schofield Reference Bible, which it's believed that was the beginning of Christian Zionism. And that was the plant. That was the Schofield was hired by the tribe in the late 1800s to write the Schofield Reference Bible. Also, this is the 100-year anniversary of the Cheka, the foundation of the Cheka. The Cheka is which became the KGB. And my sense of it, I just put this together that maybe the KGB, maybe the Cheka and the KGB were the roots of the root system of what became the foundation and the formulation of our CIA, the OSS turning into the CIA. So, also, this is the 300-year anniversary of the foundation of the Freemasons, and it's the 500-year anniversary of the split between the Catholic and Protestant. So I find that very, very significant, these dates. Also, the Bolshevik Revolution was 1917.
Correct.
And and also the death of Tsar Nicholas II, because he abdicated and then he stepped aside, and then he went to, from what I understand, he went to St. Petersburg and they assassinated him and his family. They tortured them and wiped them out.
Under the orders
his father had done during,
right? Yeah, and that was done under the orders of Jacob Schiff to what's his name over there, Lenin, who went over there, and he asked what we should do with the Romanovs, and it was Jacob Schiff there who did it. And you see the legacy of Jacob Schiff there, right there at the Federal Reserve Bank in Philadelphia, in the, you know, the Constitution Center there, run by the Annenberg crime family. What an abomination. Wow. That on one side of, on the south side there, you got Carpenter Hall, where they signed the U.S., you know, the Declaration of Independence, and then on the north side, you got a representation of these Zionist Bolsheviks who basically are creating a dictatorship in this country, being running the National Constitution Center on the north side of the same Independence Mall. And it's like, it's so amazing that people have no idea what they're actually looking at when they're going there.
Yeah. If you want to stay, hey, can I hold on? I've got a couple more things to share with you.
All right. Okay. See you on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is the Rick Adams Show. This is Art from Philly, and we're talking with Mark of Philadelphia. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Yes, two more points I have with you, and that is this: the propaganda machine that they own, the villains, the our enemy that they own. One of them is called Intercom, and they own 125, I believe, stations in 26 major markets. And they just recently acquired another one in Charlotte. And by the way, Charlotte's radio station, which is WBT.com, for those folks who want to listen into the station, that's the oldest radio station on the East Coast of our United States. Okay, so they've recently taken that over. And my take on these radio broadcasters are that they are trained operatives. They are trained propagandists, trained by our CIA. I believe they are. They're really keen to keep the people, you know, keep the frog simmering. And I don't know, being that intercom is also based out of Ballack-Kenwood, Philadelphia, or PA, which is a suburb of Philadelphia, which people don't know. Are you familiar with this intercom?
I'm not familiar with intercom, but I certainly know about the issues with organized crime all over the place in Ballack-Kenwood. But go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I would encourage you to investigate intercom, E-N-T-E-R-C-O-M. The other thing that I want to share with you is that one thing, being that you're an aerospace engineer, this whole thing with the F-35, my sense of it is that the F-35 was a fix. The fix was in from the beginning, because Lockheed Martin, I believe, is controlled by our enemy. And my sense of it is that they designed that plane with the idea that they would milk us with all these different problems that they've had in the development of that plane. But what's the possibility, Art, that maybe they had the fix from the beginning, and now that they've bought like 100 of our planes, they have the ready-made fix, whereas they leave us with still an unoperable plane, but yet they have their planes and they've already had the fix from the beginning. They milked us for all kinds of $1.5 trillion, hundreds of millions of dollars in the development of that plane, and now they get a plane that works perfectly because they already had the fix in. Which I know that may sound like way out there, but what's the possibility? I mean, that's how scheming these people are. What say you?
Well, I don't know that. I do know the fact that the Blackstone Group, like I said earlier in the show, is run by Steven Schwarzman, who went to high school at Abington High School, and also Ash Carter, who was the head of Secretary of Defense, who awarded the F-35s to Israel, also went to Abington High School. And I know the town's run by the Cosa Nostra. That's what I do know.
Okay.
So based on those facts, on what you're saying, you know, there's definitely some interest there on concerns of what's going on. You know, I didn't explore.
I mean, because the plane supposedly was superior. It is a superior plane when it works. But the thing is, getting it to where it works, maybe it's such that these subsystems, these electronic systems and all the other systems, subsystems, that maybe they designed it with glitches in there, which they already had the fix for, and now they'll get them for a song, and they'll have a superior plane. I don't know.
That's I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, anyway.
Looks like we're out of time.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you for the call. And we'll see Rick Adams back next week, and thank you for listening. RVM, have a great day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.